This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Mr. Jackson, this is Deborah. I've called before. I'm calling from Clearwater, Florida. And I've just recently kind of gotten into politics. And I have a question. These two congresswomen that are Muslim, I don't understand how Muslims got up to be congresswomen. How did they ever get into Congress? And especially that one that she said she was going to President Trump. And so it's like, that's a congresswoman? I thought they were supposed to be well-educated and polished and articulate. And this woman's cussing like a sailor. So... But what can we do? It's like they've infiltrated. They're like the spies, like the Nazis. You know, I'm just really upset about it, and I feel so bad for President Trump. It's like there's so many things going against him, but, you know, I keep praying for him because I believe the Lord put him up in the White House.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson here. That was Deborah calling from Clearwater wondering how did these Muslim women get into Congress? Well, it was very simple. We had a president who was a Muslim sympathizer. That would be baby black Jesus, Barack Obama. And he allowed these women to infiltrate the government because with his refugee resettlement program, he resettled thousands of Somalis into the Minnesota area. And those people stick together and they stay in one particular enclave. And they finally got enough folks together to where they could get Omar into Congress. That's how she did it. That's how it's a simple strategy. You're going to have eventually Muslims in Congress all throughout Detroit in the Dearborn area because the Muslim population is expanding faster than the American-born population. And unless they assimilate into our culture, which Democrats don't want them to, you're just headed for trouble. See, the thing that makes America great is the fact that when you bring in these cultures, they tend to bring their best. And not only do they bring their best, they get inspired to have what's called derivative thoughts and ideas. In other words, I bring my best to your best. And then when we put them together, you see something different that I show you. I see something different that you show me. We put that together. And that derivative thought is, by most standards, that's the best thought. Put a bunch of comedians in a room. Put comedians in a room separately. They're funny. Bring them together. Let them riff off of each other. And it is absolute comic nirvana. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. But what we're not doing is we're not bringing the best in and then getting them all to assemble so we can glean the best from one another. That's not happening. And that marks the downfall of America if we continue to allow it to happen. Now, they say, well, you know, you don't want that to happen because you're afraid of America being brown. Well, I'm brown, and I'm afraid of America being non-American. The same thing that's happening all over the world where these cultures are saying enough is enough. Even cultures like France. Go, look, get away from the mainstream media. Talk to people on the ground in Germany, on the ground in Austria, on the ground in Scandinavia. And they will tell you, we are sick of these Muslims. Right now, Italians are marching in the streets. Germans are marching in the streets around an influx of sub-Saharan Africans, mostly Muslims, that are being brought into the country and just, you know, and under this refugee resettlement. And, you know, they're going, what for? Well, we're seeing what's going on around the country. In one country, I don't remember where, I think it was Germany, they just did a quiet vigil because they put all these people in an apartment. They don't want them hanged or anything, but it was a quiet vigil where thousands of people marched by this apartment building to show their protest because they don't want them. And they don't want them not because they're racist. They don't want them because what they've learned about them is they do not assimilate. They don't want to be part of our culture. They want to kill us. Oh, it's only a small part. Okay, fine. So I'll tell you what. Let you go live in a neighborhood of 100 people, and I'm going to tell you only 3 people there want to kill you. Are looking to kill you. Figure out a way to kill you. Oh, 3 is too many? One. There's only one that wants to figure out a way to kill you. You want to live in that neighborhood? Do you want to eat at a restaurant where only one of the workers wants to kill you? Wants to poison you? Wants to see harm done to you? I would just love to see people respond to this. Oh, it's the Browning. No, it isn't. It is not. Look, if Scandinavians were doing what Muslims are doing, I'd be talking about Scandinavians. I don't give a color, doggone what your color is. If you're trying to kill me or people that I love, I don't care the color. Neither do you. But they got white folks scared. Yeah, I was in Lowe's the other day, and I was like, do y'all still sell white paint? And the guy looked at me like, I was like, I'm just wondering. Because here's the thing. I know you don't sell a lot of black paint. I haven't seen a lot of rooms painted black. I mean, unless you're doing like a studio, an artist studio, where you're going to process film, which is pretty antiquated these days. There's not a whole lot of black paint being sold. I mean, proportionately, black paint to white paint being sold is pretty fractional. I mean, it's pretty small. And they got a lot of colors for white. They got eggshell. They got, you know, light. You know, there's probably, go look at the swatch for white. They got a lot of things with white in it. But there's nothing that's a variant of black. There's black and there's grays, right? But white's got a lot of colors. It does. Mocha white, this a white, that a white, butter white. A lot of white paint being, so I'm just saying, if you wanted to really make it a racial issue, you could get rid of white paint. Paint sales are racist. Just, I'm being facetious to make a point. Pretty soon, I would venture to tell you that people are going to be, well, what color are the appliances in the house? Well, they are, well, you know, we were looking at chrome and decided against it, and we didn't want to go with the black stuff because it wouldn't have matched the cabinet, so we went with, well, eggshell. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Stop being afraid of being white people. Listen to Kevin.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-288-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cause this a death.
If Chicago doesn't kill you outright, they will tax you to death. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Holy cow. So I was in, where was I? I was in New York. And I took an Uber, and because I was in New York in Manhattan, and I had to take an Uber over to Jersey because I don't rent a car. There, I was going to take an Uber over to Jersey to have dinner with a friend of my, one of my benefactor's son. And so I figured, oh, I'll just Uber over. I got him. So the Uber thing says it's going to be $75, which was a lot. I was like, wow. You know, because it was about a 20-mile trip, something like that. I was like, okay, cool. I mean, it's a lot of money to go $75 each way for dinner, but big benefactor, good, you know, kid wanted to meet me. He's a man, and wanted to talk politics and what have you. So no problem. So I go get the Uber. I get my Uber bill. It was $185 each way. Now let me tell you why. It had on there out of town
fee. In other words, if Uber in New York goes from New York to across the bridge to New Jersey, there was a $15 fee that was called an out-of-town fee. And then there was a bridge fee that was like $8 each way. And I crossed, I think, two bridges. Okay. And then there were all kinds of metropolitan fees and trash fees and lead fees and all this. And a $75 trip one way. Maybe it was $95, but it was $185 each way. And it made me stop and think. I was telling my office staff, I said, hell, I should have just flown into Newark, stayed the night in Newark, and Ubered only one way into Manhattan and then flown out of JFK. But that, it's crazy, the taxes. Anyway, I want to talk about Chicago taxes because they're defending their title as one of the highest sales tax rates, having the highest sales tax rate in the nation, and they're tied with two other cities for the highest sales tax rates. And here's what the article says. Chicago is home to the highest combined state and local sales tax in the nation, according to a new report from the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation. Chicagoans pay a combined state and local sales tax rate of 10.25%. The city has held this dishonor since the Cook County Board passed a sales tax hike in 2016. Long Beach and Glendale, California share the top spot with Chicago. The report examines cities with over 200,000 people. So Chicago, Glendale, Long Beach. Let me read the others. Tacoma, Seattle, Birmingham, St. Louis, Los Angeles, Santa Clara, and Baton Rouge. I don't know about Baton Rouge, but I know every other city there is ruled by Democrats. Chicagoans pay 1.25% city tax. That's just to be in the city. St. Louis has a 1% city tax. In other words, where you can be killed the quickest, in two of the cities that you could die the quickest, you get to pay for that honor. 1.25%. The county has a 1.75% transit authority tax, 1%, and a state tax. County tax of 1.75%, transit authority tax of 1%, state tax of 6.25%, which is a total of 10.25%. They said the foundation specifically noted that many Chicago area residents will shop online or in the suburbs to avoid paying the city's high taxes. But even that workaround is being disrupted as online marketplaces will be required to collect the state's sales tax beginning January 1st of 2020. Folks, when I tell you that the cities, these municipalities are looking at any possible way to screw you in taxes, I swear, if you rent a car, if you stay at a hotel, or if you take an Uber now, they are pricing you out of the market. And I want to go back to this Uber. Uber is an app, okay? It is an app that hooks up a person that says, will you take me from here to here for a certain fee? I will, okay? That is a transaction between you and an individual. But the cities are now jumping on the bandwagon, and they're charging Uber taxes. And I want you to understand, they have nothing. These are the people that decry capitalism. They have nothing to do with Uber as a product. They don't support it. They don't add any coding, nothing. The city of New York, and I'm using that as an example. I don't know if it is in Chicago, but I'm sure it is. I promise you. And by the way, if you have an Uber experience like mine, let me know, because I'll go find my receipt. I will read you everything that was on there. It was mind-blowing how many things. When the taxes and fees are more than your ride itself, you have to take pause. And that's what I did. I was sitting there looking at this bill going, you've got to be kidding me. Now, what was my recourse? Nothing. Cities and municipalities can assess these, and I'm using my finger quotes, fees, and nobody has any, you have no ruling over it as a citizen, nothing. They can just say, look, we're going to put a $15 fee for you going out of town. What's that got to do with anything? Once I contract with an Uber driver and he says, yeah, I'm going to take you to Timbuktu for $80, who is the city to go, yeah, well, we're going to tack $15 on there because you're leaving town? For what? Why are you tacking this money on? Please justify this. Didn't have to do it. I'm telling you, they put stadium taxes. They threw the kitchen sink at me for this. And thankfully, you know, it's a write-off. I mean, it wasn't like I'm sitting. Can you imagine if you were living hand to mouth and you got that bill that you thought was going to be $85-$90 and suddenly it's this much? It's double? I mean, it's one thing to have the financial wherewithal to be able to pay for it. It's another when somebody's going, oh, here it is. So I want to give you Illinois Policy Institute did a thing on the taxes and different taxes that they charge in Chicago, including those, look, cell phones, cigarettes, ride sharing, found Chicago ranked number one on 10 of the tax fee rates. See, ride sharing. That's what I'm talking about. Uber, an Uber app, and they can just tap. And guys, I'm fixated on it because when it happens to you, you're going to remember this podcast. You're going to go, I remember Kevin talking about on the radio all those taxes on Uber when I took one in the city. I take Ubers, you know, just booting around New York traffic a lot, or Chicago traffic, or big city traffic, because believe it or not, it's cheaper. And these guys, you know, it's pretty much a set fee. But here's what I found with Uber in the big cities. They're metered. The Uber drive that took me from New York to New Jersey, it said, we're going to charge you this much time for sitting in traffic. I've never seen an Uber do that. Ubers are becoming like taxis. And that is exactly what the cities want. They do not want you using Uber over a taxi. Anyway, check those taxes out. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. New unemployment filings fell to 787,000 during the holiday week, clouded with uncertainty around impending changes to benefit payments. Additionally, just over 300,000 claims were filed under the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program for self-employed, gig workers, and freelancers. A winter storm is dropping up to 18 inches of snow over western Texas this New Year's Eve, while forecasters also warn of tornadoes in the deep south. The National Weather Service in Norman, Oklahoma, saying 12 to 18 inches of snow possible in southwest Texas, with another 3 to 5 inches predicted for western Oklahoma by Thursday night. Meanwhile, tornadoes are possible from southeast Texas across Louisiana and into southern Mississippi. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A new strain of the coronavirus that's more contagious has been found in a 30-year-old California man. The mutant strain, first seen in the UK, was diagnosed for the first time in the United States earlier this week in a Colorado man. Now, California health officials say a 30-year-old San Diego man with no recent history of travel has been diagnosed with the new strain. As far as if the vaccines will protect against the new strain, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"You should take any worry that you have and understand that the vaccines still look like they're going to work, but a more contagious variant means it is more critical that we follow those basic public health measures, especially this New Year's."
The Trump administration is slapping tariffs on aircraft manufacturing parts from France and Germany. The U.S. also adding tariffs on certain non-sparkling wine, cognac, and other grape brandies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to talk a little bit about this 1619 project that's up. And I'm going to just go ahead and tell you the upfront, the irony of this particular project. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So the irony of the 1619 project, the project that in 2019 wanted to, quote, celebrate the idea of 400 years of slavery in America, and they call this the real founding of America. And they call it an ongoing project developed by the New York Times Magazine. And the goal of this supposedly was to re-examine the legacy of slavery in the United States. The first blacks arrived in Virginia, 1619. Interactive project with a New York Times reporter. Her name was Nicole Hannah Jones. And it had contributions from the paper's writers, essays on a different aspects of what they call contemporary American life, where people that believe that America's roots are in slavery and its aftermath. And it had poems and short fiction and a photo essay. It was only going to be a special edition, August 20th, 2019. For the paper, but suddenly it ended up being a multi-episode podcast, and then they decided they were going to just make it a movement. 1619 became somewhat of a movement. Now, people, of course, looked at it and went, "This is total nonsense. The historical element of it is ridiculous." I didn't go into too much depth for it, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the irony. The irony that America was founded in 1619 on slavery didn't go and lost on me, because the first slave owner in America was a black man. I'll repeat that for those of you who think maybe your ears were plugged or you don't understand what I just said. I said the first slave owner in America was a black man. Now, the 1619 Project happily dismisses the notion that while slavery was going to be practiced in America, people came over as indentured servants. They came over from all ports, everywhere. In this particular case, Anthony Johnson, the first black slave owner, I believe he was Portuguese and something else, but he was of black skin color, okay? And he came over as an indentured servant because that's the way they paid to leave their place, their land, and come to this new place that had been discovered. You know, we're tearing the statues down of the people that discovered the country, but still, I'm talking about Europeans. But that's Anthony Johnson came over on a ship. He was an indentured servant, and he worked. worked in the tobacco fields for other people. Yeah. Sometime between 1622 and 1641, Anthony Johnson, but he was referred to as Antonio the Negro, became a landowner, and his name became Anthony Johnson. Now, they don't know when the Johnsons became free or owned land, but the man that was identified as Anthony the Negro stated in court records, "Now I know mine own ground, and I will work when I please and play when I please," in 1645. That was when he said, "I'm a landowner." Now, I wanted to just stop for a second and explain how ironic this whole thing is. Number one, that a black man is the first slave owner. I'll get to that in just a second. But this is a man that was an indentured servant. He got his freedom, and he got himself some land around 1645. Now, the Johnsons, they say, owned about 250 acres of land along the Pungatee Creek, which is on the eastern shore of Virginia. And this is around 1650. So, understand, Anthony Johnson comes over. He's an indentured servant. And sometime between 1622 and 1641, he becomes a landowner. And he continues to acquire land, and he gets up to 250 acres along this river. Now, he gets the land through what's called the head rights system. And what this system was, is it allowed planters to claim acreage for each servant brought to the colony. And Anthony claimed 5 head rights. One in the name of his son, Richard Johnson, and the rest worked for the men that he had employed as indentured servants that were working the land, doing exactly what he had done to gain his passage to America. Now, court records in 1641 showed that Anthony was master to a servant, a black servant, and his name was John Kasor. And this name is really interesting because here is the second part of the irony. The first part's bad enough, right, if we want to talk about 1619 Project. Because you're talking about slavery, 400 years of it. You want to demoralize Americans and oppress us and make us feel bad about slavery. And oops, the first slave owner is a black man. The first slave owner of record. And he's a black man who, in a time of coming to a place where there was nothing, I mean, it wasn't like he bought a Starbucks franchise. This guy had nothing. You know what he took? He took his skill set in learning how to farm tobacco, and he made himself into a very wealthy dude. Now, you got people in America that have never been indentured servants, they get free money, and they can't accomplish a fraction of what Anthony Johnson did. I mean, isn't that an ironic thing when you think about it? So, here's the thing. If you're going to harken back to 1619, if this is what you choose to do to commemorate slavery and to make people realize the atrocities of it at all and all of it, why aren't you going, you know what? We had a guy who was an indentured servant, effectively a slave. He bought his freedom. He then got land. He made himself into a success story. I mean, historically, a pretty interesting story. And while he practiced the very same thing that he went through, because why wouldn't he? That's what he knew. He didn't see it as wrong. He'd done it. So he practiced this. And to the point where this nation overcame it and elected a black president. I'll get back to that. Now, Anthony put a twist on it, and this is where the second part of the irony comes in. Well, there's many ironies, but maybe I'm up to the third or the fourth irony. Because a black man who was an indentured servant, who then owns land, buys slaves because he's got some coin, and then or gets indentured servants, acquires more land, becomes wealthy. And now it gets to another twist in the story. So Anthony's got this guy's name is John Kasor, who works for him as an indentured servant. I don't know the details. I don't know whether Anthony bought him or Anthony gave him the money and he never paid it off, or who knows. Maybe Anthony was just a corrupt capitalist, okay? But he owned a black man named John Kasor. And in 1955, Kasor would become the first person to be arbitrarily declared a slave for life. Anthony's neighbor and a white planter, his name is Robert Parker, had monetarily secured Kasor's freedom after he had convinced Parker and his brother George that he had been illegally detained as an indentured servant. So Parker, Anthony Johnson's neighbor, said, "I'm purchasing his freedom." Now, I want to just stop for just a second and explain yet another irony of the 1619 Project, is that a black man is being held captive against his will, so to say, by another black man. And a white man by the name of Robert Parker is the one who helps him. Now, do you think that the 1619 Project wants you to know this? Nope. So what happened is a court case ensued, and Kasor ended up, as I said, becoming the first person declared a slave for life. Anthony Johnson fought to retain ownership of Kasor. Interesting, right? Now, that's some irony. A black man actually gets the courts, stacked with white people, to declare another black man a slave for life. Interesting to me because that's exactly what's happening today. Exactly. The people that are supposedly leading black people, the trailblazers, members of the Congressional Black Caucus, this girl, 1619, she is in effect doing exactly what Anthony Johnson did. She's saying, you know what? I'm going to take you from indentured servitude, where you could work towards your freedom, and I'm going to make you a slave for life. I'm going to make you so demoralized, nobody's going to be able to help you. All those around you, those white folks that are trying to get you freedom, those black conservatives that are trying to get you freedom, not going to happen. If I have to, I'll go to court. And their court is the court of public opinion, the media. And they've tried to convince people that the 1619 Project is the way to go. Well, you got a little bit more history about it. Hopefully you'll get that little factoid out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm 33, and growing up, it was drilled into our heads. You gotta go to college if you want a middle-class job. And we even tell kids today, look, if you don't go to college, you might as well get a face tattoo. And then they point to Post Malone, and we're like, okay, that's one guy. He's a very popular musician. But it's true, two-thirds of all jobs in America require at least some college. This is the standard now. And that wasn't the case when most members of this committee were in school. And you paid far less for your degrees. That's not speculation. We looked up where the 60 members of this committee went to college, in what your school's tuition was at that time, even adjusting for inflation, college cost way less across the board. Chairwoman Maxine Waters, your tuition at Cal State LA in 1971 was the equivalent of about $1,000 a year. Today, Cal State costs well over $6,000. That's more than a 500% jump. Congressman King, right? In 1965, Congressman King paid the equivalent of almost $10,000 a year at St. Francis College. Today, St. Francis cost over $25,000. On average, this entire committee graduated from college 33 years ago and paid an inflation-adjusted tuition of $11,690 a year. Today, the average tuition at all of your same schools is almost $25,000. That's a 110% increase over a period of time when wages have gone up only 16%. So people aren't making more money, and college is objectively way more expensive. And yet many borrowers are still treated like deadbeats because the government has put their financial futures in the hands of predatory for-profit loan servicing companies. Companies like Navient and other companies you will hear from today have a history of misleading borrowers and pushing them into repayment plans that in some cases have cost individual borrowers tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary interest. And the worst part is, borrowers don't even get to choose their loan servicer. The Department of Education chooses for you.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, that was Hassan Minhaj, age 33, talking about the ruse of college. Two-thirds of jobs in America require what? Some college. 60 members of Congress that he was speaking to, this guy did his homework. He looked at their college tuition, and he says, you know what's really funny? You people all got really cheap educations in comparison to everybody today. You've kicked the can down the road to where there's been a 110% increase in college costs while salaries have gone up 16%. Now, how does that happen? On your watch, many of the people that he was speaking to, they had been in Congress long enough for it to happen. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the cabal between big government and big tobacco, big pharma, big whatever, right? Whatever you want is big. Let me tell you, the cabal between big government and college is bigger than all of them combined. 4,000 colleges and universities grabbing your money from some kind of financial aid, right? Whether it's through the students or directly to the colleges in the form of, you know, grants or research grants. These people are on they have an endless supply of your dollars. So then when your kid wants to go to college, they say, hey, go to Navient, who they admit misleads borrowers, but they're in cahoots with the government because it's the Department of Education, the Education Department, that tells you which one of these services you're going to use. You don't even get a choice. Now, in any other world, that's collusion, that's, you know, what do they call it when you charge usury? I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. But what they want to do is they want to keep you in that system. Two-thirds of jobs in America require some college. Why? Why? What is it that you can't get? If you get a stellar high school education that gets you through the basics, there should be no reason for you to go to college unless you choose to go and you want to specialize. And in specialize, I don't mean take a bunch of nonsense classes. And I certainly don't mean the indoctrination. This is the problem we've got. Democrats now find themselves in quicksand, and when you're stuck in quicksand, you're not supposed to struggle. You're supposed to relax so you can stay afloat. Wait on help. But no help is coming for the beleaguered racist known as the Democratic Party. Thus, they struggle mightily, and their head is about to go under the quicksand. And here's why I tell you this. They're losing their billionaires. Billionaire Tom Steyer entered the race for president. He took his billions away from other candidates. Then came billionaire Howard Schultz, who now says definitively, I am not a Democrat. Even threatened to run as an independent, which would have sucked votes away from the Democrats. And now we get the wealthiest of all the billionaires that have looked into running for president, and he's rethinking the Democratic Party. I'm speaking of Michael Bloomberg, who co-opted leftism while mayor of New York. He brought the big concept, or the concept, I should say, of Big Brother limiting you guys' drinks. Yeah, 16 ounces too much sugar. You can't have. I mean, that's the limit. You go over 16 ounces, I got to tax you. I got to make you change your behavior. Now, I know Bloomberg is still a hardcore leftist in many respects. He certainly is a gun control ironic bigot, because he certainly likes that his security forces have guns, but he doesn't want you to have guns. So he's still lefty on many issues, but when it comes to education, he's rethinking it. And here's what I want to tell you. When you get a leftist to start thinking about something that they're wrong about, they then do the domino effect, and they start thinking about other things. They start questioning, because once you can penetrate that veil of stupidity, then they're going, oh, wait a minute. Something happens in their brain. It goes from reptilian to finally, you know, rejoining the human race to say, let me evaluate other positions. I have a friend of mine, was a Bernie supporter. And then he saw how they treated Bernie. It made him go and look at Trump. As he found out that Trump wasn't the liar that they were saying, he dismissed Bernie, and he is now a staunch Trump supporter. Bloomberg recognizes what's going on in colleges, and here's what he wrote. The essence of the American democracy is that people who disagree, however profoundly, can set forth their views. Let the democratic system under the Constitution settle matters for the moment, accept the outcome until the next election, and continue to engage with one another productively in the ordinary course of their lives. To put it simply, healthy democracy is about living with disagreement, not eliminating it. Now, most of us, we believe that wholeheartedly, not the democracy crap, because we're a democratic republic. We're a constitutional republic. But we do agree that we can agree to disagree. And that we don't, it doesn't have to be a fight when you disagree. It can just be, oh, well, I respect your side of the argument, even though I think you're wrong. I respect you. I mean, there are people that have dumb ideas. I still respect them. Give you a good example. One of my dudes, he's like a brother to me, Willie. He is a Democrat. He hates Donald Trump. He gives you his rationale. It doesn't make sense to me. I respect and love this dude, but he's an idiot when it comes to what he believes about Trump. It's that simple. One of the smartest guys I know otherwise, but he suffers from Trump derangement syndrome. He is a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat and a smart guy. But we've known each other for years. This dude would give his life for me and vice versa. But we can't, it doesn't exist that way anymore. Not in just normal life. You could be talking to somebody on a plane, make the wrong comment, they figure out, oh, you're a Trump supporter? That's it. Conversation over. He goes on to say, one of the most disturbing aspects of the retreat from liberal political discourse can be found in the training grounds of tomorrow's leaders, college campuses. He talks about Steve Girard, a professor of philosophy at Williams College, and he quotes Girard from a letter of students outlining their views on the subject. Free speech, as a term, has been co-opted by right-wing and liberal parties as a discursive cover for racism, xenophobia, sexism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, ableism, and classism. Now, unfortunately, it isn't just students who see free speech as pernicious. At a Williams faculty meeting about free speech, a professor stated that to ask for evidence of violence practices is itself a violent practice. So if you say, well, prove to me that what I said creates violence. Oh, you're violent for disagreeing with my proposition that you're violent. You know, that your speech creates violence. So leftists propose that the idea of challenging their views on issues, in effect, violence against their views, ergo, violence against them. Which proves a point that I often make about leftists, that they pretend to be against the very thing that they represent. Leftists commit violence against conservatives routinely in both speech and actions, and then try to pretend that we're the bad guys. So, and they accuse us of bucketizing. Oh, you guys don't like blacks. When who does it? Who's constantly thinking of blacks and whites and Latinos and whatever in different buckets? They are.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.